welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I do welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we greet you and are so thankful to the Lord that He had you tune in or heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at this same time. And before we get into the word that I wanted to share, let's just join our hearts for a moment in prayer. Father, we thank You for this wonderful opportunity that we have to gather together in the Spirit. Lord, we're all in different places spiritually, geographically, but the very Spirit of the Lord unites us as You do Your entire body throughout the earth. Father, we thank You for what You're doing through the body of Christ. We thank You, Lord, that as chaotic and confused and distressing as world situations may be, Lord, You are nonetheless in control. Nothing comes as a surprise to You. And that's true as in our own lives as well. And so, Father, I lift everyone who needs Your touch today. Lord, I'm asking that You administer them spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, circumstantially, whatever their needs are, Father. You told us not to be careful for anything, but with prayer and petition and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to God. And so, Father, it's my desire, Lord, not only to minister the Word, because, Lord, it is Your Word that strengthens us in the inner man. It gives us understanding of what we have available, what our inheritance is through Christ Jesus. And also, Lord, it enables us to be strong in the Lord, to fight the good fight of faith. And so, Father, it is Your will that we don't have to worry about tomorrow, that we're to be anxious for nothing. And so, Lord, every care, every burden, Father, we submit obediently, willingly. We surrender into Your hands the cares in our life at this present moment. And Lord, we thank You that as we turn our attention, our hearts and minds on You, that You are going to minister to our individual, our several needs and those things that we're burdened about in the lives of loved ones, Father. We rebuke and take authority over the works of darkness, and we release Your power, Your deliverance, Your salvation. And Lord, that we give You honor, we give You praise, we give You glory for all that You are doing and all that You will do in answer to our prayers. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for what He would have me share these next few days, I was reading a passage in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, and I don't know how many times I may have read it before, but it just underlined and reinforced to me the incredible riches that we have in Christ. And I'd like to start reading at verse 9. I won't read verse 8, but Paul is talking and he considers himself, he says, the least of the saints. But God had given him grace that he would preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I don't care how long we live or even how close we may be living to the Lord, we haven't begun to scratch the surface of what Paul is talking about, the unsearchable riches of Christ. There's the height and depth we'll never exhaust, the love of God, the things that God has planned for those who love Him. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. We cannot even imagine. It has not entered into our hearts fully. We may have glimpses, but the things that God has prepared for us. And so he said, I've been given this privilege that I should preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And listen what he says in verse 9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. You know, we understand in the Gospel of John, Jesus is the living Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and God spoke the worlds into existence. The words that the Son of God, Jesus, spoke forth created all that is seen and unseen. And so Paul is saying there's a mystery, there's a fellowship, there's a body, which is what another way of describing it, a fellowship, a family, God's family, who have the ability to understand a mystery which was hidden in God. It goes on in verse 10, to the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Now, Paul is saying a tremendous amount here. He's making some amazing statements. And perhaps just to help your understanding and to clarify a little bit more, put it in a little different language, I'd like to share those same verses with you from the New American Standard Version, which is one of the better translations, next to the King James. And here Paul says, to me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery, which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Now, in another place, in Ephesians, Paul talks about, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. And he is referencing the angelic, the fallen angelic, various echelons of authority. God is a God of authority. And in his heavenly realm, and of course that was true, authority was maintained even in the fallen realms of the angels. There are those who are, the demons who are sent kind of like gophers to do Satan's bidding. But there, we may not understand it fully, and it's not necessary that we do, but we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we have to understand our warfare is in the spirit. But here, and I'm setting a platform, a foundation for what I'm going to be sharing. I really want to focus on that last verse I shared with you, but it says, we have boldness and confident access through faith in him, that the eternal purposes which God carried out in Christ Jesus, our salvation, our redemption, the restoration of man's fellowship with God, that the rulers and authorities in heavenly places, and as you know, there's another passage in Scripture where it talks about if the rulers of this world had known what they were doing, they would never have crucified Christ. They thought they had achieved victory. They were mocking and gloating as he hung on the cross, not just the literal physical Pharisees and lawyers, scribes who were mocking him, but in the spirit world, they thought they had just won an amazing victory. But then Jesus, he went down into the very gates of hell. He took the keys of death and of hell. He led captivity captive. He arose victorious and triumphed over all of them. So What we're seeing here in these verses is that the eternal purposes of God are now going to be displayed. They're going to be made manifest to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. But the thing that you might not have just jumped, that may not have jumped out of you, that it is through the church this manifold wisdom of God is going to be made known. Let me read verse 10 again. In order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly places. And this was, of course, in accord with the eternal purposes which God carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. So the reason I took the time on this broadcast to just sort of lay the foundation is that we have to understand that who we are in Christ and the privileges that have been accorded us are fulfilling God's eternal plan. He is demonstrating before man was ever created. You have to understand there were angels of various ranks and categories that chose to rebel against God, Lucifer being the leader. Satan fell, and there is, God had a divine council, has still a divine council, where he discusses with in concert, if you will, that his wisdom. And we see that, I don't have the reference, but remember, the Lord, there's a picture in one of the books of the Old Testament, talks, how shall we cause Ahab to fall? An evil spirit comes before the Lord. And he said, I know how to entice him. And the Lord says, okay, go ahead and do that. So we see we have a tremendous privilege of the authority and the rank and the privilege that we have been given as children of God. And we're going to be looking at this a little more closely, focusing on that final verse I shared with you. How about we can come boldly before the throne of grace? Amen. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And if at any time you miss a broadcast, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen to the broadcast at any time. But in the closing moments, I want to encourage you, if you need prayer, please write. The announcer will share our contact information. And for the last few weeks, I've been offering a free complimentary booklet, Which Way Are You Running?, written back in the 1980s by Reverend Neil Glass, a small booklet that'll really encourage your heart. I love you. I thank you so much for your prayer support. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.